All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking, and we're going to jump right to the Olympic Sports Report with our good man, Chris Sill.
All right, guys, lucky number 7 for the Virginia women's swimming team. Number 7 in the country, Virginia women win their 7th consecutive ACC championship at Greensboro Aquatic Center this past weekend. So good job, Lady Who's. Women's lacrosse, number 9 UVA lost to number 2 Syracuse 18-14 at Clockner over the weekend. Virginia falls to 1-3 for the year. Men's lacrosse, number 5 Hoos rolled over Rutgers 19-12. They play Syracuse Saturday night 7:30. It's an orange weekend, right?
Yep.
Baseball, number 1 baseball finishes a sweep of East Carolina with the win 6-2. And then in football, the ACC's reached an agreement to have Charlotte as host for the championship game for football the next 6 years. Women's tennis, number 13 Hoos swept BC on Sunday after defeating number 1 Duke on Friday.
They spanked Duke 5-2.
And then women's basketball lost a close game to number 14 NC State 66-68 and dropped to 13-14 on the season.
And I think the women's last regular season game, which is seniors night, is this Thursday. I think it's against Miami at 7:00. Quickly, this just in, UVA spring football news. Saturday, March 1st is the first practice. The spring game is going to be Saturday, April the 12th. Let's see. I don't see anything else relative to that right now, but we will be in touch with Mike London over the next couple weeks. I spoke with him last week, and he is interested in coming back on Who's Talking again prior to the spring game to sort of give us an update on the progress of the team, and we're excited about that, and we fully support Coach London and his efforts.
All right, big day of game tonight up at College Park, Maryland. Syracuse and your Maryland Terrapins, certainly if Maryland has any hope of an at-large NCAA bid, they would have to win this game and probably beat us as well in the regular season finale. So big game. How do you see that one breaking down?
I know one thing. Jim Boeheim's about to get teed up again because his press conference today or last night, whatever this thing was, he did not do well. He fussed at the league for scheduling the off weekend for Maryland. He still steamed about the way the calls went at the end of the game down at Cameron Indoor. And
official, it's a bang bang play, and the block charge is the toughest call in basketball. But I think having the benefit of replay, it probably was a block, so it probably should have been good and won. So it determined the outcome of the game.
Just minutes prior, Jabari Parker ran over one of the orange men who had his feet planted forever, Parker's shoulder right into the guy's chest, ran him over, and they gave Parker the basket and the free throws. So
welcome to the ACC, Jim Boeheim.
Jim, get used to it, buddy. The rest of the league is used to those calls going against.
You know what? Syracuse went ahead and got a pretty good no-call the end of that Duke game up at the Carrier Dome, you have to remember.
Yes.
Hood got fouled on that dunk.
No two ways about it.
Yeah.
Mr. Sill with the balance here. A little turnabout.
Fair and balanced, right?
All right? We got 30 seconds. All right, so
Who's Miami Wednesday, Carolina, NC State Wednesday?
Give us a prediction, quick.
I think Virginia's going to win the basketball game.
But score?
I don't have a score.
Come on, how about
70-58, I don't know.
All right, I'm going to go 65-49, Wahoos, another Tour de Force, Cohoos, Wednesday night in JPJ, 7:00.
Do we beat Syracuse?
Why not?
Yes, go for it.